What do you do when what you want, you cannot get, and what you need is not there, and what needs to change never seems to get change, and your wants and needs seem to be perpetual? I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. What do you do when you're ready to move on, but everybody else wants things to stay the same? What happens when you wake up one day and find yourself caught between a rock and a hard place? Imagine with me what it's like to have a mind fertile with ideas that need to be born, but the ideas are aborted or at best stillborn. Can you imagine what it's like to have an imagination pregnated with things of which dreams are made, a consciousness that have been cultivated by visions, feet equipped for running, but you're not going anywhere. Your hands have been crafted for doing, your heart has been constructed for compassion, and there is no one to love. Your very being overflows with the gifts to nurture, but nurture goes untried. Your eyes dance with insight. Your mouth is full of pearls of wisdom. Your arms ache to hold the harvest of blessings that are yours, but the harvest seems just out of reach. Your human essence has been mutilated. Previous encounter or past experiences have limited or trapped your potential. And like the experience of the biblical Job, God is silence. All of us have experienced the silence of God in our lives every now and then. Times when we're waiting for God to move or things to change, but there is no forward motion, no rear action. There's a pause in the program, a work stoppage, a cease and desist order, and you're locked in a holding pattern with no clearance to land. Gordon Clinnett writes that the darkest suffering of Job's experience was the silence of God. When God seems to be silent, it seems that God does not care. If God had only answered Job's questions or intervened between him and his friends, the space between the onset of suffering and the relief of that suffering may not have been so hard. Sounds like the attitude of Mary and Martha, doesn't it? Lord, if you had only been here, my brother would not have died. What do you do when it seems that God is silent in your life? Do you continue to pray? Do you fast? Do you continue to worship? Do you continue to dig into God's word? Are you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord? We do not know what is happening during these silent periods. God may be getting us ready for the next level or preparing others to participate in a miracle in the making. Or God just may be getting everything in place. We just don't know because God is silent. Do you think it's possible God is watching to see if we will continue to follow in spite of adverse circumstances? Just because you cannot see or hear God doesn't mean God is not there. God's word tells us that God is a present help in time of trouble. This silence may neither be golden nor threatening, but a pregnant pause in the preparation for something new. The delay is not a denial, O ye of little faith. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.